Now joined by head coach Melissa Graves, junior Alex Giannaros following BU's 62-47 loss to St. Joseph's. Coach, if you could start off with an opening statement on the game.
You know, I thought we had some adversity today, clearly, with our posts. But I thought we really regrouped at halftime, and we came out in the second half. We obviously tied the third quarter, and then we had a pretty good fourth quarter as far as defensively. So I think making those adjustments at halftime and kind of honing in on what we needed to do, I thought we got some really good stuff out of our press. So as disappointing as this is, I think we did some really good things, and there's some positive things to take away from it. St. Joe's is a very good team. I think they have a chance to win the A-10. And, you know, she's doing a great job there. And, you know, I thought this was a good game for us to prepare for Patriot League. I don't think we'll face another set of posts that we did tonight who are so dominant. So, you know, it was really good for us. Again, I thought we did some good things that we can take away, and then obviously things to work on too. So
we'll open up to questions from the media. Before your first question, please introduce yourself and your publication.
Coach Finn with the radio, you already mentioned the press. You guys, I think, had some zone, some man, and obviously the press on and off throughout the first and second half. What was behind those changes, and how were they both effective and ineffective?
You know, I thought we weren't getting stops in the half court in the first half, so we needed to turn on the press a little bit to try to get some stops there, and if not get a stop, at least take time off the shot clock, because they love to run sets. So if we were able to take some time off the shot clock and give them less time to run their offense in the half court, that was good for us. So I was really pleasantly surprised, though, at how much we were able to turn them over with the press as well, considering they're pretty big. They can see over people, and I thought they were going to be able to pass up the floor. That's why I was hesitant at the beginning. But, you know, we did a great job. Our kids really buy into the press, and I think it gives them some energy, where I think we came out a little bit flat. When we turned on the press, it gave us some energy as well. So I thought that was really good.
Yes, I remember with Hagen, WTV Sports, you mentioned the two posts at St. Joseph's asked, but they did have four players coming in that average over 12 points a game. What was the plan to kind of handle all four of those players?
One thing we always talk about is knowing personnel. So we wanted to take away the strengths of each four of them, try to get them in foul trouble. You know, that was a big piece. They don't have as much depth off the bench, so if we can get some of those five starters in foul trouble, I thought that would have been good for us. We did in the first half. We got one of them in foul trouble, and I thought that was good, but we had some foul trouble of our own a little bit. But, you know, again, that's why they're such a good team, because it's not one person that you got to hone in on. It's four of them. So.
Hi, I'm Layla with the Daily Free Press, and I just wanted to ask about how losing a strong player, number 20, Annette Adler, in the first quarter, how did that affect you guys, and how did you kind of recuperate the team together and get a strong offense going?
Yeah, I think Annette was very excited to play in this game. You know, she came as a transfer out of the A-10, so very familiar with this team. We do player scouts for these games. It was her scout where she watches the game and prepares a scout for the team. So I know she was very excited. She came out really dominant. I had a conversation with her before the game just about getting her confidence back after Colorado. You know, and I think that she's obviously disappointed that she didn't get to finish the game. But I didn't think that we necessarily held our heads down. We went on runs. Even when Kate fouled out, we went on a run and came back and cut it to, I believe, 8. So I was really proud of that effort, that we didn't just kind of throw up our hands and say, well, Annette is out, well, Kate fouled out, then, you know, nothing. You know, Audrey stepped up, had to play the 4. Anna had to play the 5, which I don't know that she's ever really played the 5. So, you know, we had some good pieces there where people stepped up and got stops in the fourth quarter where we need to get stops, at least, you know.
Hi, Coach. Ricky Maloney, freelancer. I just wanted to ask about coming off of a top 10 team in Colorado. What were some points of emphasis going into that game, if you learned anything from that experience?
You know, I thought Colorado, we put together a great three quarters where we hung with them, and then the fourth quarter, it was like a 30-4 quarter. So we talked a lot about trying to play for a full 40 and have a complete game. Whereas today, you know, I thought we came out flat in the beginning, finished the game strong. So, you know, our effort and our focus moving forward, again, as these are all prep games to get to Patriot League. And again, this is a great opponent that we've prepped with. Can we put a full 40 minutes together and play great basketball for the full, all four quarters? So I think taking away that, we can definitely hang with that level of a team. They're top 10 in the country at the time that we played them. We hung with them for three quarters. So understanding like what our potential is and can we sustain that for the full game. Yeah.
Alex, you had a big impact on the game, obviously both defensively. No three-pointers, but I think five assists and efficient scoring night. So I really like the step back too. Also, you kind of broke your ankles. How do you find a way to be so effective and really leave your mark on the game offensively without the three-pointer and just finding different ways to get to the rim and get that mid-range shot?
Just reading what the defense gives me. I mean, a lot of teams are going to know that I shoot the three, so making sure that I can do other things and set my teammates up for success, especially when they're taking away my shots, how can I help others score the ball as well?
Yeah, Alex, you haven't shot the three as well, obviously, you did it last year, so far this year. Just talk about kind of the work you put in the offseason, the evolutions you've made as a player, and are you kind of comfortable playing without the three-point shot at this point in your career?
I mean, yeah, obviously, I still would like to shoot as well as I did last year, but I know that, like, it's going to be harder for me to make those shots, especially since they're not going to be as open. But working with Coach Bree and Jason a lot to get in whatever shots I can, moves to the basket, just expanding my game.
Alex, I know you were really competitive during this game, as you've been with the rest of the season, but I just wanted to ask how this game has kind of compared to the rest of the season, just in general.
Just wanting to go for it on our home court, winning as many as we could. We hadn't lost in our home floor, so coming in to this game after Colorado, knowing that they were going to be a pretty good team and hoping that we could play the way we did in the first three quarters of Colorado.
Last question.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to ask from a defensive standpoint, it seemed like you guys were switching from zone to man throughout the game. What were you seeing that made you kind of make that switch, and do you think it helped?
Just to stop their runs, I think, like at times when we would switch from 2-3 to man or 12, whatever we were doing at the time, just to stop their runs. So breaking up those points so that we could kind of turn the momentum and get the ball back with us.